Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSaran. We are in the Drush HaShishi in the Masada Rav Cooks. We're on page Reish Lamed Dalet. So last time we spoke about an incredibly important Ran that said that the most important thing in Avodas Hashem is the Kavana, the intent you have when doing mitzvah. And he brought a Gemara that said even great tzaddikim said that the generation before them had been merited miracles because they had more kavana or more heart in their avodas Hashem. And the Ran says that again, to be at the highest level, to reach high levels, a person doesn't need to be born smart. That they should be a Rosh Hashiva. They just have to put in all their efforts into their learning and their mitzvos and their chesed, and do it with their whole heart and thought, and then they can reach the highest levels. Furthermore, he said that when a person who has the right approach in life, that he's doing everything for Hashem, so then whatever they do is a mitzvah. When they go to work, they're going to work because it's a mitzvah to have parnas of their family. If they go to sleep, they're going to sleep so they wake up and can serve Hashem with greater strength. So everything they do is a mitzvah. And someone who doesn't have kavana, even when they do mitzvos, it's not the same level, because it's what we call mitzvahs hanashim lamadah. Just doing mitzvahs by rote is, in a sense, a type of avera, because Hashem wants the heart. Like the Ran said, that great line that the main point of mitzvahs is not knocking your lips together, but rather having a kavan in what you're doing. So he's continuing in that thought at the bottom of Reish Lamed Aleph. He says, "Zeh davar shemata hahamon." This is something that people make mistakes about. The masses make a mistake about. Zahatos nimshach b'chol adaros, and this mistake is in all the generations. Ki hahamoni, because a regular person, I mean someone not a Talmud Chacham, the regular person who sees kashroa hachasidim ha'anoshim atovim, when he sees great righteous people, misaskim bin yanei ha'olam, he sees them going to work, doing things that they need to do in this world. K'mosh anu royim ha'avos sh'yosim ikar mi'azrius v'amikna, like we see with our avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that they were shepherds or farmers, whatever they did with cattle and farming. And Chazal tell us when it says Yaakov went back, that Yaakov stayed by himself rather, that he remained and went back to go get back small jugs for a small amount of money. And when a regular person sees that the avos seem to be so much caring about their money, Omer Belibi, Hineni Roa Hachsidim, I see the great tzaddikim, Im Kol Chasidusam, with all their great righteousness, Mishtadlim bin Yanei Olam, I see they work very hard for Olam Hazeh, just like me. Ve'aseh kein ga money, so I'll also do like that. They go to work, so I'll go to work. V'ayilam Labrios Roas Vein and Yodas Maroas. Woe is to the people they see and they don't know what they're seeing. They only see the outward thing. They only see that the avos had jobs, went to work. They don't see what's inside, going on inside of them at that time. Tzaddikim do everything for the purpose of good, for the purpose of mitzvahs. Everything they do is with absolute thought. To do a mitzvah, to do ratan Hashem, v'yesra anashim tachlitzim lelo davar. And everyone else goes to work because they do, without any much thought. So a person's thought in doing their mitzvos is absolutely critical. Okay, and very similar to this, what some guy named Abukrat, some kind of Greek doctor, anyway, wrote, why people don't know the difference between a good doctor and a bad doctor? And he answered, why don't people know the difference? Because good doctors and bad doctors, they all look like they're practicing medicine. They're all sitting there diagnosing and mixing together medicines and prescribing medicines. They look like they're doing the same thing. Just like a good doctor prescribes medicine, or let's say a pharmacist makes the pills and hands it out. They're all dealing with medicines. So too bad doctors too is misasik vosim advar master. They use the same equipment. The good doctor and a bad doctor can both make the same visit, do the same thing, and give the same medicine. But a good doctor knows how much, when, exactly, what to prescribe for what situation. A bad doctor doesn't know how to prescribe, how much to give, or what to prescribe. So too, the same thing with mitzvos. A great tzaddik and a regular guy both do mitzvos. But the good ones, the good ones, when they do mitzvos, since they have the right thought in mind, they know how and what to do things, and do it with the proper intent. Other people who aren't great tzaddikim, even though they look like they're doing the same things, they're both saying Shemona Esrei, it ain't the same. Kavana is an ikker in mitzvos. So the simple reading of that sounds like a very incredible thing that the Ran is saying, that the heart, the mind, these are the main things in mitzvos. I would just say over a story I once heard from the Chafetz Chaim, that they asked, everybody knows the man, right, the thing that fell from Shemayim, the bread in the desert, the man tasted like whatever you wanted. Whatever you thought, if you were thinking about cholent, the man would taste like cholent. It would taste like whatever you wanted it to taste like. So they asked the Chafetz Chaim, what if you don't think about anything, you just eat the man and you're just spaced out? Then what would it taste like? The Chafetz Chaim said, it wouldn't taste like anything. Because that's the way with Ruchnias. For Ta'amur Uki Tov Hashem, you have to be spaced in. Ruchnias has no taste if you're not thinking. You have to be thinking about what you're doing, and then you'll appreciate and you'll taste the beauty of the mitzvahs you're doing. But without Kavana for Hashem and to do the mitzvahs, so you're missing the main point. Okay, we continue. So too, same thing with Averos. The thoughts of a person in Avera are worse than the Avera, as he's going to quote from the relations of Masham Rabbeinu Zal B'Yuma. This is the famous line in Yuma, that Hiruri Avera Kashami Avera. Thoughts of doing sin are worse than sin. Now, if you were with us for the previous Drush, the Ran talked about this already. He's basically going to repeat himself what he said there. And that is, even though the Rambam explains, what does it mean that thinking about doing an Avera is worse than the Avera itself? What does that mean? So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says, when a person rebels against Hashem with thought, so then he's rebelling against Hashem with his most uplifted part of his anatomy, or his or her anatomy. But when a person rebels against Hashem with their body, also son bechomer, shuachela kayoser pacha shalos. So when the person does the action of the avera, so they're sinning with the lower part of them. But when they sin with their mind, that's the higher part of them, so that's a bigger avera. Elud varvzal, that's what the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim. Adayin yishli lechadish ba, but the Ran says, nice pshat, but I still have I want to add, say a little different, ki kimi she'osa averos, ve'ena osa tshuva mehem, someone who does averos, and doesn't ever stop doing them. He doesn't do tshuva. Continues to do the averos. Hezo machshova v'shorash ra pora belibo. There's a little bit of kfira must be in that person's heart. Shim lokin, because if not, heich yimach sheich tamid la'abid davar yakar v'liyos bonash hagadol. How could a person continue to sin? Like always, once, I guess you could understand, but to continually sin, to not do tshuva, to keep on doing the same avera, how could a person throw away, if they believe in God, all their olam haba and get set up for such a terrible punishment? Unless there's a little part of the person's heart that doesn't really believe. And with this, the different Rishayim are broken up into different classes. Some of them, now when he says Mivim Maisa Averos, not exactly clear what this means. Some understand this to mean he's just trying to say some people have the following kfira, that they don't believe in Hashem existing. It might also be explained other ways. Let's just go with that way. That some people don't believe they're Makkish Mitzias Hashem Isbrach. They say that there's no Hashem. Mazeo Shamar Akasif Amar Nova Belibo Ein Elohim. Hishchisu is Ivo Alila Ein Osetov. So because the novel says in his heart there's no God, therefore Hishchisu, therefore they were destructive. Hisivu, they became abominable. Ein Osetov, they don't do bad. They don't do good, rather. So someone who doesn't believe that Hashem exists, that will lead them to do all kinds of types of averos, because if there's no Hashem, why not? Some people come to avera because they don't believe in If they believe Hashem exists, but they don't believe Hashem watches what you do. Ka'omro al-mani et Rasha Elokim, like the Pasuk says, why did this Rasha anger Hashem? Amar b'libolo se Rasha. He believes that Hashem's not watching, not paying attention, not looking. Some people, they'll continue to do Averis and not be afraid because they don't believe they're going to get punished. They think Hashem's such a nice guy, so of course he'll do good even to bad people, so why should I bother doing mitzvahs? This is what Shlomo said. A thorn came up in the hand of the shikor, drunk man. A mashal b'fik silim, and a parable in the mouth of fools. Rav mecholel, and what's this mistake? This thorn that came up in the hand of the fool, the drunkard, or the bad parable that came out in the mouth of the fools. It's Rav mecholel kol. That's a way of saying Hashem, the Hashem who creates all. B'socher k'sil b'socher over him, and Hashem pays those who are fools and those who don't keep his mitzvos. Now, some versions have a bracket here repeating what he said in Drush 5. We can read it if you have it. If not, you'll catch up to us soon. But in the brackets in the Mosad Rav Kook, at least they have in their version, it says, Pirish, he explains, Kasher HaShikar HaOmid Bein HaShoshanim, just like a drunk man standing between roses, Lefamim Choshev Lukot Shoshan, he wants to get a nice rose, Ve'ola B'yadu Choch, and instead he gets a thorn. Kein Aksel, so to a fool, Choshev LaHamshel Mishalem O'ilim Kasher Kibin Bein Mishalem L'Haishir HaNafesh, he wants to come up with a parable to help people out. V'tachas Mashal Mo, and instead of coming up with a parable to help people grow, he ends up making a parable to tell people the wrong things. And this is what this person says. Hashem is Baruch Shehu Mecholel Kol, Hashem who creates all. Rav Ma'od Ma'aseu, Hashem is so great. Eino Makbid Bein Ovi Ritona L'Ovdav, Hashem is so wonderful and is so lofty. He doesn't care if people listen to what he says or not. Hashem is bigger than that. Hakol Atzlo Shove, it's all good. Socher Kulim, he pays everybody. So that is absolutely false. Hashem does not pay. Obviously, if a person does Averis, they are not going to get rewarded. They're going to get punished. Anyway, back to the ranch here. The Ran says, "Nimtza ki ha'hurim ha'nimshachim mi'ha'averos kasher mi'averos batzme." Comes out that someone who's doing averos constantly and doesn't bother to do tshuva ever, they continue to doing averos. It must be there's a part of their heart that's doesn't really believe in some of the yud gimel ekrim, and at least in the person's depths. So in that sense, the thought of avera is worse than the avera itself. If someone eats chaylev, so that's one avera. Ta'machshava, he steers pina satara. But the thought that went into going ahead and doing that on purpose, that's worse. That's saying you don't believe in anything. Especially someone who's constantly doing it, not bonding to do tshuva. This is what Chazal also said. A person never sins unless there's some craziness in them. They meant with this. The only way the person could possibly do an avera is if they're foolish. The way he explained this, the last drush, was to say that if you believe in God and you believe that he will punish for people who don't keep his mitzvos, so then the only reason the person would continuously do averis is if they're have a ruach shtus, if they're just fools, became nuts. Doesn't quite sound like that in this drush, but I assume it's the same meaning, that a person would have to be a shota to be doing averos constantly. But just to be fair to what it says here, the way it says here, it doesn't sound quite like that. It sounds like a person would never do an avera unless a ruach shtus went in them, which was a thought of Hashem not doing schar v'onish or something like that. Okay, hinei mevura ki ha-mitzvot va-averos ha-ikar behen ha-kavana. His main point here is that the most important thing with mitzvot and averos is your kavana, your thoughts. V'yimashech sheshnayim yasu ma'isa echa meshava. It'll come out that two people will do the same exact action. V'yigadel schar ha-echen mehem ala acher lein chikr. And one person's schar is unbelievably more than the other person's. B'nei sha-echen yasu ma'isa b'li kavana. One guy does the mitzvah without any thought. Kemistapik, like he's unsure of Omrim, lo yoel, lo yazik. He says to himself, might as well do a mitzvah, like it's chayav, like it's onus, I don't know, I'm not thinking, what's the difference, can't hurt. That's one level of mitzvah, obviously incredibly low. The other person does the mitzvah because Hashem said to, and he wants to do what Hashem wants. This is what the pasuk hints to when it says in Yeshaya, "V'haya b'yom ahu lo Yosef od she'er Yisrael uplatis beis Yaakov lehisharin al makeu." Eventually, the time will come when people, the remnants of the Jewish people, will not be resting on makeu. Those who hit them here it means, like Rashi says, Mitzrayim. They won't be resting on other nations, relying on other nations to save them. V'nishan al Hashem kadosh Yisrael be'emes, and they will rely rather on Hashem be'emes, with truth. So what does it mean with truth? How will you know if you're truthfully relying on someone? If you're willing to give up everything for Hashem's avoda, then you know that the person is really relying on Hashem. And anything you do that's less and less natural for a person to want to do, Yore al hayoso nishan al Hashem yisbarach be'emes. So that shows that you're completely relying on Hashem. V'hamaisa hayoser gadol, and this is another very important ran, Barakedes Yitzchak, ha'maisa hayoser gadol v'hayoser rachok mi'ateva, the most unnatural thing in the world to do is, humasha asa Avraham Avinu, alav ha'shalom ha'kedes Yitzchak. That's what Avraham Avinu did with ha'kedes Yitzchak. Ki lo haya nimshach onesh klalam lo yakten, the ran here says an incredible chiddush, I believe, that if Avraham had said to Hashem, no, I do not plan on sacrificing Yitzchak. Had Avraham said that, says the Ran, he would not have been punished at all. He did not command Avraham to do this. Hashem, in fact, promised him that he would have future children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren from Yitzchak. So how could he tell him to slaughter him? So the Ran says he wasn't commanding him, slaughtering him. He was telling him, could you please? Zeo lashna kasov kach na es bincha. That's what the pasuk means, please take your son. It's known that that type of word doesn't mean Hashem was commanding him. Hashem was asking him. Hashem was showing Hashem was saying that he would appreciate it if Avram would be mochel this promise that Hashem said that he'll have children through Yitzchak and to slaughter him instead. And if Avram would have responded, hey, look, I never had kids. Kiemzeh, this is my only kid. 50 chani bo, and you promised me I'd have kids with him, future grandchildren. Echia says, how could I do this? Lohaya nechshav lo oven, that would not have been considered a sin. V'laya esigenu onesh, he would not have got punished. V'afapichin legodil avas Hashem yisbarach. But still, because he loved Hashem so greatly, matza es levavo la'akodoso, so he found it in his heart to bring him as a carbon, because he just wanted to do the will of Hashem. Even though he wouldn't have got punished at all, had he not done it. This is the idea behind the Akedah and its secret. So that's his understanding of what the whole great deal of the Akedah was. And Avram didn't have to. Hashem had just asked him, but he didn't really have to do it, and he did it because he loved Hashem so much. So, Yesh L'zeh Ochacha B'Yerushalmi, the Ran says, is a proof to this from the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi in Tainis, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, the Yerushalmi says, Amar of Bibi, Amar of Avin, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Avram, L'finei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram says to Hashem, Galav Yedu L'finecha Ribono Shel Olam, it is revealed to you, Hashem, Shebishah Shemarti Li L'Halal Ses Yitzchak B'ni Al Gabi HaMizbeach, when you told me to bring up Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, Hayali L'Hashiv Lomar, I could have answered and said, Et Malamarti Li, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikarei L'Chazar, yesterday he told me I'll have generations to come from Yitzchak. V'achshavat omeli halel ola. Now you tell me to bring him as a carbon. Chas v'shalom lo asiti came. Of course I did not do that. Ela kalvashti es yitzri la'asvus v'tanecha. I conquered my tahara to do your will. Yehi ratum l'fanecha, let it be your will. Shebesha shiyu banav shal Yitzchak nechnasim l'day tzara. That when the children of Yitzchak will come to Tzaros, vein lahem mishi ilmat senigari, and there's no one to talk good things about them, to be melamed schus on them, at the time melamed senegari on them. You, Hashem, you will you will defend them. Hashem Yira Re'e V'zachor Lahem Makedaso Shel Yitzchak Aviyem V'tismalei Leim Rachamim. Hashem, please see and remember the Akedah of Yitzchak and have on them mercy. So that is the Ran again's understanding of Akedah Yitzchak. Okay, just read one more paragraph here. V'kama pinos niskaimu b'maisa nichbad hazeh. Many different important aspects to the Yud Gimel Yikrim, to our main belief in Hashem, were shown in this story of Akedas Yitzchak. Harisho number one is Inyan Ahavas Hashem Yisberach Belev Ohavav Ad Heichan Magas. This shows us, I guess not one of the Yud Gimel Yikrim, but some very important thing is the love of God's servants to Him. Oh, the ones who love God, how much they love Him. Because you see that it was voluntary to offer Yitzchak, and he still did. Hashen is the second one, is ki ein benevuas haneviim shum safik. Also, you see clearly from here that when neviim get nevuah, when they get prophecy, there's no doubt at all in ba'in in me'ez Hashem Yisberach. They're not unsure whether God was talking to them. It's not like prophecy is this thing. It was like, oh, well, maybe I just, I don't know what, I drank too much. They're not unsure whether they got nevuah or not. Ki ilu nichlas b'libim shum safik. Because if there was any teensy doubt that they had gotten nevuah, how could Avraham Avinu have done what he did? To kill his own firstborn who had waited for so long? Obviously, it must be, when Nevi'im get nevuah, they must be 1,000% sure they're talking to God. Hashlishi emunas hayisharos. Also, the belief in that there's a life after death. There's the soul continues. Because if all of reward and punishment was just limited to this world, do you think Avram would have killed his son so he should have a good life in this world as a reward? There's no doubt after Avraham Avinu did what he did, lo yisapik kol maskil kish nefesh gmul nichbad b'avadosi yisbarach. Obviously, you understand that there's going to be schar for a person after death. Gmul asher lo yeshuar v'lo yeduma, a reward that cannot be understood and cannot even be imagined. Ayin lo ra'osi elokim zol asecha yasem l'machakelo. No eye saw what Hashem has in store for the tzaddikim. In Emiya Shiase, Amai says, someone who does this sort of action, Nishan ala Kadosh Yisrael Be'emes. Obviously, someone who's going to offer their son, their only son, as a karban, is certainly relying on Hashem Be'emes. V'yiftichanu, and that's what this pasuk was telling you, again, the one we started with in Yeshaya, it was promising us, ki la'asid b'hashkifeinu v'higolos elenu ha'mitis k'avram avinu l'avashalom, in the future, when we see life for what it is, and Hashem, we understand Hashem, that Hashem is running the world for real. Nishan al Hashem is Baruch Mehmes, that Hashem promises us that we will rely on Him for real, Kasher Nishan Hu, just like Avraham Avinu relied on Hashem. Okay, we will stop here, and Mirth Hashem continue next time.